Learn to live with life, not against it. Learn to live with life, not against it. Our purpose in being born is to live in this physical body, to live as a human being, and to remember that we are divine, to remember that we are divine, and that's our reality. This physical life that we're living, this human life that we're living, is as though it were the theater, as though it were a stage upon which we are acting, upon which we are living our life. And the stage upon which we're living our life, we can choose what theater we want. We can choose what show we want. We can choose what drama we want. We can choose all the things that we choose to have and have them be our life. Now, what is it that I want? Learn to live with life, not against it. And so as I'm living with life, not against it, I am living harmoniously with what I'm doing as an actor on stage. Now, what play do I want to produce in my life experience? Do I want to produce the play that says, all is in divine order? Do I want to produce a play that says, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Do I want to live in the play that says, this is the greatest world in the universe because I'm creating it this moment and I'm drawing out of the universe allness, the goodness that I choose to experience. The goodness that I choose to experience, that's what I draw out of the allness. And the allness gives it freely, abundantly, wonderfully. The allness gives me all that I want to know. Learn to live with life, not against it. Because life is our privilege. Life is our joy. Life is our choice. We are living here in life. And in this life that we're living, we're doing something utterly fantastic. We're doing something utterly marvelous. We are creating the theater upon which it says, all is in divine order. Yes. All is in divine order. Now, what do I want in my divine order? What do I want in my reality? What do I want in my world where I say that I am a happy guy, that I am a joyous guy, that I am a fantastic guy? What do I want? Do I want to say that all that I'm doing is utterly beautiful, imaginably joyful, the ideal way? Now, I start with the cells of my body. My mind is creating them according to what my mind feels it wants to experience. So I say of the cells of my body, every cell of my body is ideal. Every cell of my body has its original purpose and integrity. It has its original plan to follow, and I am living with it. And I am living harmoniously. Not more one minute will say my cells are imperfect or in any way not acting in the ideal way. Not for one second will I say that, because I will not empower anything in my world that is not who I really am. I will not empower anything in my world which says something contrary to me. I will not empower anything in my world which says something that I don't like, and because that's not me. That's not me. What is me is who I am. What is me is who I am. What is me is the reality that I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. And I know it now and forevermore. I know it now and forevermore because that's all that I am. I learn to live with life. I learned to live so harmoniously, so joyously, so perfectly, so magically, because this is my reality. This is who I really am. I am this perfect expression of the divine idea. And the divine idea is in me and as me and through me and around me, and I am all that it is. I am all that it is. Now, how do I learn to do this? Well, we often say we go to school to learn. Well, the school of life is, they say, hard knocks, but not really. The school of life is the gentle touch of every beautiful thought we have in our mind, every beautiful thought, every beautiful attitude, every beautiful beingness that we are of ourselves expresses its lovely self in our life experience. Every beautiful thought in me expresses in my life experience is something fantastic and joyous. And I learn by practice to live my life harmoniously with every positive, joyful thought in my body. And I am doing that right now. I'm doing that right now, and I'm doing it again and again and again and again and again and again. And I know that it is me, and I know that it is wonderful. I know it is outstanding. I know it is magnificent. I know that that's all that matters. Yes, that's all that matters. What does matter for you? What does it matter for me to only live according to my ideal self, according to my ideal attitude of myself, according to my reality, according to my special beingness, who I am? Who are you? Are you so wonderful, so fantastic, so joyous, so magnificent that all you can ever do is to think happy thoughts? Oh, how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is to always only think happy thoughts. I always only think happy thoughts. I have learned to live in this life with happy thoughts, with happy attitudes, with happy expressions, and my body is the temple of the living spirit. It is joyfully, beautifully, bountifully made, perfect in every way. The billions and billions and trillions and zillions of cells in my body are acting in a magnificent way. And they have a pattern that I have put into them. My cells live the pattern that I put into them. That is the theater of my life. To live in my ideal body with its perfect cells. To live in my ideal life, which is magnificent now and always. That's who I am. And that's all I am. And that's all that I need to know. And that's all that I ever want to know. Because that is what I am. And that is all I will ever be. Just on my golden voyage to understanding my inner self, my inner life, my inner wisdom. It's me. That's who I am. It's me, it's me, it's me. And it is so wonderful. It is so fantastic. It is so grand. And that's all that it is. Now and forevermore. Now and forevermore. I learn to live my life perfect, magnificent, and joyous now. And every cell of my body now is ideal. Every attitude of my life now is perfect. I live in a healthy body, in a magnificent body, in a divine body. And that divine body is my body. That divine body is the only body that I know and the only body that I ever will know because it is who I am. So today, join me in recognizing that your body is that way too. Your body is perfect too, just like mine. And it is wonderful, magnificent, and fantastic right now in every beautiful way because this is our reality. This is our joy. This is our peace. This is our magnificence. This is all that we ever are and ever will be. And that is the fantastic quality of being divine right now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I like me, I like me, I like me. I love me, I love me, I love me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I learn to live with life, and I am harmoniously living every moment of my life in magic now. Join me in that wonderful life. I love you. I love you. I love you.